I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A new batch of U.S. citizens were sworn in at a naturalization ceremony in Burlington last week. As VPR's Annie Russell reports, dignitaries welcomed the inclusion of a diverse group of Vermonters.
That I will support and defend the Constitution. And the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's the sound of 19 new Americans being sworn into citizenship at the Ethan Allen Homestead in Burlington. State and local officials were on hand to congratulate the group. Former Governor Madeline Cunin was among the dignitaries. She lamented recent anti-immigration views in the national media and emphasized the importance of a diverse society.
You're really helping us to enrich our society by your citizenship, by you joining us.
Herself an immigrant from Switzerland, Cunin noted the importance of participating in local and national elections. And while she stopped short of endorsing a specific candidate, Cunin urged the group to vote in the 2016 presidential election.
There's an upcoming election, as you may have noticed. And I urge you to help us pick the next president of the United States. And I'm not permitted to say more.
From 13 countries, many of the new Americans came to the U.S. through Vermont's Refugee Resettlement Program. Of the 13, the United Kingdom was the only Western country represented. Instead, many of the new Americans hailed from the Middle East and Africa. Bifoko Mami Gimbi was one of them. She was all smiles after the ceremony had concluded. She's originally from Congo, Kinshasa, but has been in the U.S. for close to 11 years. She says she's happy and relieved to be finished with the citizenship process, including the written test.
You need to pass the test, exam, everything before you become citizen, so it takes a lot of process to do it.
Her children, Moses and Paulette, were underfoot. And they had one thing to say about the afternoon.
Good! Good!
Really good!
So you're proud of your mom?
Yes!
They said they were excited to watch their mom become a citizen, but mostly they were looking forward to the celebratory lunch that followed. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.